I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and this is Up to Date. We know we're going to get it, but what do we do with it? Google Fiber promises to bring internet service that is 100 times faster than cable. So what will this mean for the Kansas City community? Today, a conversation about uses for the ultra-high-speed internet service Google Fiber. Area officials have put together a playbook outlining possible uses, and this hour we'll talk about the potential impacts on healthcare, education, government, and more. All this and your ideas for ultra-fast internet as we get you up to date after this hour's news. Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Last spring, Google picked Kansas City, Kansas from 1,100-plus cities that lobbied to be Google guinea pigs. A month later, the search engine giant added Kansas City, Missouri to the mix for its super high-speed internet service. Lots of excitement followed, but today, all these months later, a central question remains. What do we do with it? Today, we'll get an update from the two co-chairs of the mayor's bi-state innovation team that have been studying all this for months. With me today, Mike Burke is a lawyer and former Kansas City, Missouri councilman. Mike, good to have you.
Good to see you, Steve.
And Dr. Ray Daniels is also back. He's retired superintendent of Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools. Ray, nice to have you, too.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to be here.
Well, this has been something of a strange journey for Google Fiber, you know, in this community. There was all this excitement early on, this, you know, this huge announcement, and then people began scratching their heads and wondering, what on earth do we do with it all? Mike, why has this been such a struggle?
Well, I think everybody has questions that are what I call Google questions.
Yeah.
And those will be answered soon. I'm not worried about that. That's
really?
Google's issue. They will answer them in due course, and I think they're probably coming up rather soon. So what the opportunity, though, for Kansas City is totally separate from what the opportunity for Google is. Dr. Daniels and I have talked to many, many people around this community. There's some wonderful, bright people in this community. They get it. They understand it. What the challenge for Kansas City is how are we going to usher Kansas City into the internet age in a leadership position,
mm-hmm.
as dominating the conversation nationally? And I think that opportunity is there, the opportunity to rebrand Kansas City, really a once-in-a-generation opportunity, as the Silicon Prairie, as the place to go to
right.
experiment with high-speed internet. That's the opportunity in front of us.
Ray Daniels, what's your take on this? Because your committee just issued a report a couple of weeks back in which you concluded basically we've been looking, we haven't found a central pivotal use for this high-speed internet service yet. So what about that? We're months into this thing, a year into this thing, and we still don't know.
Well, I think it reflects what our committee found, Steve. When we first got started, it was such a broad challenge we had from the two mayors. We had a hard time getting our arms around that. What exactly is this Google thing, and how are we going to use it in Kansas City? But as Mike said, as we went out and started talking to different people in different organizations, it became pretty clear that there was a large interest in this, a huge interest among numbers of groups of people in education, healthcare, businesses, how Google could impact on this community.
Yeah.
But then what happened, of course, was Google stalled out a little bit. And I think if you were to talk to them, they're probably a little frustrated, too, in the time it's taken to do this. But I'm pretty convinced that once they get it going and once they get their announcements out, the buzz is going to come back pretty strong. I mean, as I mentioned, there's a lot of interest in how this community can use Google to become a world-class,
yeah.
national-class community. And I think once Google makes their announcements and gets their stuff going, I think you're going to see some things really begin to take off.
You know, Mike, they did stall out a little bit. What happened to them?
Oh,
some of the momentum has sort of disappeared a little bit.
What they're doing is a new business for them. They've never been in the fiber business. They've never wired an entire metropolitan area. And there's a lot that goes with that. And I think they're extremely bright people in Mountain View. And I think they're addressing a whole bunch of issues, and they're doing it rather quickly. I think this summer is still their timetable.
To get started laying pipe?
No. they've laid well over 100 miles.
Already they have.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What,
and that'll surprise people because that hasn't been publicized all that much.
No, they're laying it as we speak. They're in many of our neighborhoods as we speak.
So this any question out there that Google may not be fully committed, you're suggesting perhaps that's not the case.
That's not a concern.
Steve, they ran a line a block from my house about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I saw a truck stopped and asked them, and they said they were running Google Fiber. So they're out there all over the city putting it in. Yeah, the rumor that nothing's going on is totally false. They're laying a lot of fiber around this community.
Hey, has there been some momentum lost here, Ray?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it was such a buzz when it started, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, we got so excited in Kansas City, Kansas when it was announced, and then when Casey, Missouri came in, two mayors came together and really put together what we thought was a great plan to not do this separately and not have two communities doing opposite but coming together.
Right.
But, you know, as Mike said, this is really hard stuff. I mean, for Google to do something they've never done before, I think they deserve a lot of credit for that. Trying to put together this project in a community of this size with two communities dealing with two governments, it's just a huge challenge for them. I think they've done really well, frankly, on Gabe.
And I think, Steve, it's been a blessing for our task force. It's given us a little extra time. We wanted to make sure we had our task force report out on the street and have it under discussion prior to the Google startup.
Mm-hmm.
Because what our task force report is about Kansas City. What we as a city need to do to truly take advantage of the opportunity been presented to us. The wonderful thing that Google has done without hooking up a single computer is there are conversations going on all over this community.
Mm-hmm.
That really are conversations every major city in the country and in the world should be having. We probably would not be having the intensity of the conversations. We wouldn't have the wonderful ideas that were floating with our report out on the street had not the impetus of the Google Fiber deadline given it to us.
No, Ray, is this community sort of deciding on its own how to deal with all this and what to do with it, or are we getting lots of help from the academic world far beyond the borders of Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas?
Well, I think right now it pretty much it is a lot local.
Yeah, that's my sense.
And there's a lot, as Mike said, there's a lot going on locally, but we're beginning to really starting to reach out. We're getting ready to have a conversation, frankly, a worldwide conversation with communities from around the world on how they are using high-speed fiber.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later on. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think the academic, there's a number of things going on with the KU Med Center. The UMKC's got some programs going. So, yeah, right now I would say the buzz is local, but the opportunity is to go national and worldwide. And that's what Kansas City needs to be really focusing on, not just being this being a local initiative, but how do we take Kansas City and put it on the map nationwide and worldwide?
You know, Mike Burke, your report points out that there's, you know, some degree of pressure here. The report says this: the Kansas City region has a brief window in time before high-speed internet is universally available to establish a leadership position in using high-speed internet access to drive economic, social, and cultural growth. So there is some pressure here?
There is, Steve. And we've been on the front page of the Wall Street Journal as the next big thing in the United States. My nightmare is waking up 4 years from now and, you know, Austin or Cincinnati or Indianapolis now has high-speed fiber. And they've learned from our mistakes and they're doing things. We have the opportunity now to really take the lead. We can drive that conversation nationally and internationally. We ought to be not only the test tube for Google, we ought to be the test tube for every application, whether it's the house of the future, whether it's experimenting with how we reimburse telemedicine, whether it's being the leader in digital education and the digital classroom.
The frontiers are pretty clear here. You just mentioned several of them. That's sort of where we're heading in very broad terms, right?
Yeah.
Homes, schools, healthcare.
Sure. We will be the only city in the United States with thousands, tens of thousands of homes hooked up to high-speed fiber. That opens up tremendous number of applications. We have concentrated on a few specific areas, healthcare being one, education being one, the arts being one. Those are some of the areas that we think are low-hanging fruit where we can dominate the conversation. Certainly the whole entrepreneurial outlook for Kansas City will change, and it will change quickly.
Steve, we actually – this is a huge challenge for this community, and we see it as Google has thrown this challenge on us. I mean, what we've done so far in the committee is actually the easy work. We've done the planning. We've taken a look at what the potential is. The challenge of this community, and it is the entire community, is now what do we do with this to make this a world-class city? So the challenge to the leadership of this community, the two mayors, the business leaders, the educational leaders, healthcare leaders, is now to come together, take this wonderful opportunity that Google has provided to us and other providers of high-speed fiber who are going to come in, and really make this city a high-speed, high-quality community. The challenge is going to be great, and the leadership is going to have to come together to make that happen.
Well, let me ask this point blank then, Mike Burke. Is the community up to it? I mean, is there enough engagement, enough excitement, enough energy surrounding all of this to make this thing happen?
I'd like to say absolutely yes, but I think the proof is going to be how the community, how the leadership in the community responds over the next number of months in taking this challenge and running with it. We took our challenge. We put together a playbook. By the way, I want to give a plug. The playbook can be accessed either on the city website, the MARC, Mid-America Regional Council website.
It's on our website, kcur.org. Just click on the up-to-date show.
We call it the beta version. It has the broad strategic moves that the city needs to make. And then it has what we call plays, individual recommendations of areas where we can excel. We need to be moving quickly on those plays. We need to get our organizational structure together in terms of digital leadership in our community.
Yeah.
And that needs to happen quickly.
You know, Ray Daniels, there's a central issue here, it seems to me. And if anyone who listens to our TechSperts programs knows I'm no tech expert myself. But
well, you have to understand it. Mike Burke and I are not tech experts either, Steve.
Well, I'm going to keep this real simple. But essentially, Kansas City area will have high-speed internet service, but the rest of the country will not. And that creates some problems. We can, you know, we can communicate very quickly among ourselves. We can't take advantage of that high speed between here and California because California doesn't have it. That creates some issues, doesn't it?
Sure it does. But the reality, what we're looking at is, number one, how do we do better communication, do better services, better opportunities in Kansas City with those cities or those communities or across the world that have the high speed fiber? But Steve, we're looking at it right now in 2012. And what we need to be looking at is what's going to happen 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road as high speed fiber becomes
universal.
It becomes universal.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
so,
and the national infrastructure is in place. The pipe across the country is in place.
Mm-hmm.
We have high-speed fiber all the way across the country. It generally follows the railroads, which is why Kansas City is such a junction point.
Yeah.
What has not occurred across the country is the high-speed fiber to homes. And we are the first. There are other cities that are in the process of doing it, but with Google Fiber, I think we're going to have a leg up.
We're talking about Google Fiber here on Up to Date and how this community is going to take advantage of it. Have you come up with an idea for ultra high speed internet service? Have you shared them with others? Share them with us, 816-235-2888, our email address, updatedate@kcur.org, or go to KCUR's Facebook page, or you can also tweet us at KCUR Up to Date. Ray Daniels, how about some basic questions that people might have about Google Fiber here? When is the service going to begin in someone's home? Any idea yet?
Google would really have to answer that, Steve, but they have said that they're going to start their marketing sometime this summer. How quickly then that they'll start actually running fiber to homes will depend on the demand.
Mm-hmm.
They've said from the very beginning that they'll start in neighborhoods where the demand is the highest. and start wiring those homes first. So
where is demand the highest in our community? Do we know?
We don't know.
It's their call.
It's their call. Yeah, where that will be is their call. So when it's going to happen, we don't know. Google probably has an idea that based on when they start their marketing program or when it might start happening. You would have to think it'd be this fall. Once they start their marketing program sometime this summer, you would think pretty quickly that they'd start wiring homes, because I think, you know, they want a success story. They want to begin to have people using this in their homes. So I would, again, just a guess by Ray Daniels, sometime this fall they'll start wiring homes.
And just so people get this, Mike, it'll be in people's homes. And there's some questions about whether it's going to also be in Johnson County. Will it be in Johnson County?
Not initially. It will be in Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. That's all that Google has said they will be wiring. I think this is a test market. They need to figure out what works, what the pricing point is, how many people sign up. Once they are further down the line, I'm sure it will be expanded beyond the two cities.
So just to clarify, they haven't said, but you would anticipate it'll be in Johnson County at some point.
They have not said. You know, again, they're running a business. If it works and their model works, I'm sure they will want to expand it.
And the reality, Steve, if it's not Google, it's going to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, the high-speed fiber is going to come. It may be it'll be another provider if it's not Google. So it's going to happen in the community. It's going to happen across the community. KCK and KC, Missouri just happened to have the opportunity of having the first shot at it.
And, Ray, we're talking high-speed internet service as well as a TV cable package?
They don't have the TV cable package at this time. That's something that they're working on.
They're talking about it, though.
And I think they even began to have some conversation about telephone service. Mm-hmm. But again, that's all in the talking stage.
Well, you know, there's so much secrecy around this thing on Google's behalf, Mike. I mean, why? It's a little maddening at this point, isn't it?
Well, part of it, I assume, has to do with the regulatory framework when we're talking when we're talking television service and entertainment service. They have applied in both states for television service. They have built satellite uplinks in Council Bluffs that will be serving this area. So I think, you know, again, we don't know what they're going to announce and precisely when. But my guess is it will be quite interesting. And it will be more than just internet service.
And you expect it to be price competitive as well?
Yes, I think the difference between just wiring city with high speed fiber and Google fiber is Google's business model is selling advertising, and they are better situated than any entity in the country to sell advertising to the home. And that will subsidize, I'm sure, the cost of providing the internet service.
Well, this is going to shock you both. Lots of phone calls today as we talk about Google Fiber and what it means for our community. Again, our guests today, Mike Burke and Dr. Ray Daniels. Let's go to some calls here. Gary from Kansas City, Missouri, welcome to Up to Date.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm an educator in the Kansas City, Missouri area, and have attended conferences in international cities. And one of the issues in many of these conferences is the lack of the ability to have internet connections fast enough to conduct conferences at a higher level. Is that working into the plan as far as the convention centers and the hotels industry here in Kansas City as well?
Heads are nodding here, Gary. Yeah,
it certainly is. Actually, Rick Hughes with the Convention Visitors Bureau is all over this. We've met with Oscar McGaskey at Bartle Hall. They are very much aware. They've set up a whole subcommittee to attract the type of conventions that we feel the high-speed internet will bring to our town.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Daniels and I actually attended a convention on the digital classroom. And we had a lot of takeaways from that.
Yeah, it was Mike and I were both astounded by, first of all, how many people were there that were interested in that. But the number of vendors took up, what, a whole ballroom, Mike, and over? The number of vendors that are now looking at providing high-speed fiber or high-speed activities for education is really amazing. We both walked out of there thinking this is a – this is, if this, this many people have shown up trying to sell their products to educators, this is really going to be a big, big issue.
But again, the key will be at some point, you say it's going to happen, right? I've heard that message very clearly, but you have to have high speed in Kansas City, and you have to have high speed from the other end of the line, sure, where the teacher is teaching from or whatever you're doing there, right?
Yeah, sure. But there's a number of things now beginning to happen in education. There's a number of websites that educators can go to. The Khan Academy is one I think of right off the bat, where they can go and get off high-speed fiber, first class, wonderful activities to use in classrooms, activities for kids to use at home with their parents. So there's, again, we don't even know at this point what's going to happen in the next 10 years, but we're just on the cutting edge. Don't even know all the questions to ask at this point.
But this clearly is a new frontier. We'll talk about applications in our second half today, but education being all kinds of possibilities here, from homework help for the kids at home at night to long-distance learning, all that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and it's right in the kids' wheelhouse. I mean, that's exactly what they like. You're aware, Steve, that the KCK district gave laptops to their high school students a number of years ago. The report has been that schools were amazed at how many kids started showing up sitting outside their high schools early in the morning. They couldn't figure out why they were doing that. Kids were coming early in the morning to sit outside and use the Wi-Fi out of the high schools. So there's a real huge interest in that. What we need to work on is using the technology internet more as a teaching and learning tool and use it better in that regard.
You know, Beth writes us this, the educators that are getting a lot of press on the worldwide classroom instruction front, they say, let's use great teachers for homeschooling, sick at home kids. Just imagine that. Your kids home can stay in touch with the classroom during the day in lieu of having to cancel because of snow and ice, and to substitute for ineffective teachers. You can get better teachers. You have school even when it snows outside.
Kids don't want to hear that.
Snow days will soon be a thing of the past.
They like those snow days. Yeah.
There's going to be panic in the classrooms and the streets all over
this
community.
But the caller's right. I mean, the opportunities for how to use that high-speed fiber between home and school is going to be pretty amazing.
Amazing. Remy from Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome, Remy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love the topic. Can't wait for... Sorry for the noise.
That's all right.
Can't wait for Google Fiber to get to town. One of your comments early in the conversation was Kansas City would be one of the first with fiber to the home. That is not completely true, and I'm probably picking hairs here, but Kansas City North has had fiber to the home for, I want to say, at least 5 years. And the caller that the guy that answered the phone dutifully said that it is expensive, and I also added to the point that they're also idling it back, you know, something fierce. So to me, it was actually a waste to put fiber to the home for that community, for the speeds that they're running just between themselves.
I didn't. Remy, hang on a minute. I didn't know this. Mike, you were nodding your head. I didn't know we had some high speed in North Kansas City.
Yes, North Kansas City, as a city, wired their city. And actually, it's a great example that we can learn from. I think there was a disconnect between their economic development people with regard to how they can promote that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the lesson for us, I mean, there are other cities around the world that are have high-speed fiber.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson for us is, in and of itself, having that speed doesn't remake your city. It's what you do with it, how you use it, the advantage you take of it. And the real difference in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, is first, the scale. Second, the vendor, Google Fiber, because they will have a whole package, I'm sure. And third, what we can do as the Center for Experimentation and high-speed fiber to the home. Those are the opportunities. We just can't sit back and say, oh, pat ourselves on the back. We have Google Fiber.
Got to go fast.
We have to move with it. We have to innovate with it. And that's what the playbook is about.
The other big difference, Steve, is the cost. We know that there are communities around the United States that have it, but the cost is prohibitive for people in their homes to get it. In Kansas City, Google keeps saying it'll be competitive, which will make it more affordable, more available to a lot more people.
Remy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. I enjoy being part of the conversation. The other was, like you just mentioned in your last comment, the cost. Now, understandably, Google's going to make this cost competitive, that's all well and good. But with the services that they're providing at that cost, what have you heard from the other service providers in the area that's going to have to compete with that?
Mm.
For instance, DSL, there's no way that they can do half the speed, let alone the full speed for services to the home.
What kind of competition are we going to see, gentlemen?
We have talked with the other service providers. They're certainly very aware. Actually, Time Warner had representatives at every one of our Mayor's Bi-State Innovation Team meetings.
AT&T was there.
AT&T was there. They're very much aware. They're not sitting back and just say, well, Google have at it. They have product available. They will be rolling out some things that I think will be very competitive. And I think that competition is going to be great for our area.
So it's a win-win.
It is.
Okay. Remy, thank you very much.
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're still there. Go ahead.
I'll add, and I'll just drop off the line here because I really enjoy this conversation, is that I have Time Warner right now myself. And what I thought was amazing is that they gave me a 30-meg pipe down and 5-meg up, which is, to me, just astronomically way better than what they used to do just 3 years ago.
Mm.
And I have huge, huge suspicion it has everything to do with Google coming to town.
Right, Remy.
Yeah. So with that, I'll let you guys get going.
Thanks very much for the call. You bet. Let's go to Arnold from Kansas City, Missouri. Arnold, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. This is a great conversation. A couple of things. The infrastructure to take this to the home typically requires a lot of in-ground work, and typically it's pretty disruptive for the property owners. Plus, I'm in the South Kansas City 6th District area. Our density is not going to be nearly as high as some of the other areas, and typically we're very late on the rollout of any of that kind of technology. DSL for AT&T was a year behind the rest of the city and getting it out there. Do they have any ideas about, one, what kind of disruption can private property owners expect from the installation, and two, what kind of rollout schedule they think it'll be for the 6th District and the south side of town?
Yeah, thank you, Arnold. And they're stringing this along phone lines, right?
Right.
There shouldn't be too much disruption, Ray, to what's going on out there.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons that they chose older communities, is because we still have phone lines, electrical lines that they can run along, and that's what they're doing. There'll be some areas of the city, of course, where they will have to go underground.
A lot more expensive.
We don't know. Again, that's a technical question Google will have to answer as to what the hookup looks like.
Yeah.
I've just heard comments from Google representatives that'll be similar to what they have now with cable. May have to drill a hole in your wall or run it through there. But as far as what that's going to look like, and their timetable, again, is all on demand. If the gentleman is in an area where there's a high demand, he may be one of the first ones. If it's not, he could be much later. So the demand's going to drive where they put it.
Mike Burke, what about Arnold's question about the 6th District in Kansas City, Missouri, a southern part of the city where the density isn't so great?
Well, I, of course, have the same concern about north of the river.
Where you live,
Because of the densities. Again, the advantage is they will be stringing it mostly on poles, and that is a lot less expensive. And they're not just building little tiny increments of the network. They're building the network across our two cities. And how they hook it up to the neighborhoods will be demand-driven. But I think the availability to all parts of the city, I would hope, will be there.
Okay, let's take one more phone call here, then we'll take a break. Susan from Kansas City, Missouri, good morning.
Hi, this leads into my question, which we live in KCMO, but in Clay County, and I was wondering what the timeline was for those of us who are out in the hinterlands. From what I understand in doing my reading, it doesn't look like there's any timeline for KCMO, Platte County, or Clay County.
Again, it sounds like we're saying we don't really quite know yet, right, Mike?
That's right. That's a Google question. Yeah. I'm sure those are questions that they will be having to answer when they do their rollout this summer.
Yeah. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation here about Google Fiber in our community, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the specific applications for this. And we'll be joined by Aaron Deacon, who's an organizer of Give Us a Gig, a community-oriented campaign to bring area residents into this discussion. He'll join us in just a couple minutes. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. Welcome back to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. If you missed yesterday's conversation about a very good new book about Walter Cronkite, you'll find it and all of our previous broadcasts at kcur.org. Tomorrow on the program, a look at the life of Jesse James Jr. And just in time for Sweeps Month, the challenges of working from nude models. Yes, tomorrow here on Up to Date. This hour, we're talking about Google Fiber with Mike Burke from Kansas City, Missouri, and Dr. Ray Daniels, the retired superintendent of Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools. We're joined now by Mr. Aaron Deacon, who's an organizer of Give Us a Gig, a community-oriented, education-driven campaign to bring area residents into the Google Fiber conversation. Aaron, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning. Hi, Mike. Hi, Ray.
Morning.
Hi, Aaron.
You're involved, Aaron, in this dialogue coming up between a number of cities around the world that also are more connected to advanced fiber networks. I'm talking about Amsterdam, Toronto, Barcelona, and maybe a few others. What's going on there, Aaron?
Yeah, this is the Gigabit City Summit, and I'm working with Dave Sandel of Sandel & Associates and Mike Brown and Barrett Sidner of the Brainzooming Group, which is a local company. That we partnered with Social Media Club did to do the Building the Gigabit City brainstorming session last fall. And one of the things that we have seen throughout this process, you know, Mike and Ray talked a bit about sort of the global conversation and where other cities are, and we really felt like it was important for Kansas City to be a part of that conversation, partly for us to sort of take that leadership role. But we have a lot to learn, too, because other countries have been you know, wrangling with this fiber and connectivity issue for a number of years. And so we think there's a real opportunity to provide that.
I was going to say, what's your sense, Aaron, from your standpoint, how much of a learning curve does this community face when it comes to figuring out how to take advantage of all this?
I think everybody faces a pretty steep learning curve. You know, one of the things that is alluded to in the report, or not alluded to, but stated pretty directly in this report is that there's a real sociological component to what connectivity means, and the gigabit fiber is you know, the technology infrastructure that allows that to be possible. But you think about things like you know, constant connectivity and privacy issues and how other systems need to be reoriented to really take advantage of this network. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a drastic change in how people are able to connect. So and I think it's pretty high, but we have an opportunity to really pioneer that here.
A couple of other things, Aaron. How engaged is this community in sort of figuring out potential applications? Your whole your group is designed and sort of here to help encourage participation and get that dialogue going. What are you seeing out there?
Well, one of the things that I think is important for us to think about in terms of application development, you know, is really this community aspect, and that's maybe getting a little ahead to Give Us a Gig, but you know, you had mentioned earlier that, you know, that we'll have it in Kansas City, but maybe they won't have it in California or Boston.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we think about the applications that are going to be possible in Kansas City that aren't possible in other places in the United States, they're really home applications that connect the homes within a given community and connect those homes to businesses, service providers, or anchor institutions like the schools and libraries within those communities. So I think that's really the opportunity that we have. You know, if you've got a police station that's connected, or a fire station, or a library, and you know, 80% of the homes in the neighborhood that institution serves also have gigabit connections, you know, what are the applications that can be built within that network. I think that's where we provide the test tube that Mike's talking about that right now exists in much smaller places, but not on the market scale that we offer in Kansas City.
You know, Aaron, have you come across a killer application yourself?
Well, there are a lot of applications that exist right now that require this kind of bandwidth. So you think about 3D, and that could be, you know, holographic projection or movement tracking and motion tracking or 3D printing, which you can do, you know, to certain degrees right now, but are really going to be enabled in a more mass market way with fiber to the home and with gigabit speed connections. You know, cloud software services is another huge opportunity, meaning, you know, really expensive and high bandwidth software applications that you either need to purchase right now, you know, on an individual PC basis. You can conceivably do remotely with the software hosted someplace else.
Yeah.
You pay a, you know, a monthly subscription fee to use the software. And then, you know, there's all this talk about the Internet of Things, which means that right now maybe you have a couple computers and you've got a TV that's connected to the Internet, but you know, Mike referenced the house of the future, right? And you think about all the electronic devices and all the utilities in your house being connected to the Internet and the amount of bandwidth that that takes. I mean, there what the certain applications are that will be built on top of that network. You know, those things haven't been developed yet, but
yeah.
It's easy to imagine all of that data that is being collected and moving back and forth.
Aaron, hang on and join our conversation here back at the table as we talk about some other potential applications. And by all means, if our listeners have any suggestions for great application ideas, 816-235-2888 is our phone number here, our email address, UpToDate at kcur.org, or go to KCUR's Facebook page or just tweet us at KCURUpToDate. You know, one of the points your report makes, Ray Daniels, is the need for universal Internet access here. And you point out very bluntly, the report says, if digital inclusion, making technology available to everyone, is not the first plank in the community's digital platform, the opportunity for true transformation will be constricted, if not lost entirely. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that became a critical point to our committee from the very beginning. Almost the first session we had, the digital divide was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to Google's credit, people have asked, well, why didn't they go to Lenexa? Because a lot of people in Lenexa would be able to afford this. The reality is they chose Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, two of the poorer areas in the metro area, to demonstrate that poor people can have access also.
Hmm.
So one of the things that we've really struggled with is that very issue. How are these two cities going to provide this high-speed access to all of its citizens? We think that's one of the big challenges for this community is how that's going to happen. We see using hotspots around the community, Wi-Fi around the community. We see using centers like libraries, schools, governmental areas, recreation buildings as places where people can go. Maybe they don't have it in their home, where they can still go to a place and have access to the high-speed fiber. So, again, it's going to take some real creativity. It's going to take some real leadership, and that's going to happen. But we firmly believe if these two cities really want to have the kind of community that we need to have with this high-speed fiber, we have to make this available to everybody.
Yeah. Aaron, do you place the same premium on that as Ray Daniels just did?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. You know, really, again, it's part of what the opportunity is here is to really have a mass market and an inclusive market. Now, certainly, you know, you can have a mass market that hits certain segments of the population, and you can develop applications on top of that. So, you know, I think there are lots of opportunities, but I think digital inclusion is important to everyone in this community, and I think you know, it's one of the topics of the Gigabit City Summit because it is a conversation that is of global interest, and the more that we can do to help drive that and to lead in that area, you know, I think that, that it really opens things up for us.
Mike Burke.
One of the things we're looking forward to is Google's done extensive research into who is connected to the Internet in our community. It's proprietary research, but they have agreed to share that publicly and will do so here in the next 2 weeks. I believe on the 22nd they have a announcement planned in terms of their research on who is connected in our community? Again, we can't be a community of haves and have-nots. If we're going to integrate this into our education, into our healthcare, into our arts, we need to make sure that everybody has the ability to be hooked up.
Are you suggesting, Mike, that maybe even municipal governments might have to step in and say, here's a laptop, here's a payment for a few months Google Fiber service to your home so you can figure out for yourself what this might mean in your life?
Well, one of the things we're working on with a not-for-profit group is Wi-Fi connections. If we can get some high-speed Wi-Fi connections to some of the poorer neighborhoods, maybe using churches as the focal point.
Oh, that's interesting.
Then we've succeeded. I know Time Warner's planning a very attractive rate for internet hookup to families with children that are on free and reduced lunches.
Oh, that's interesting.
So those are high priorities. We cannot be a community of haves and have-nots.
Let's go back to some calls here. Folks been waiting very patiently, I hope. Hal from Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning, all. My basic thing is I've been in the working with computers for almost 45 years, and I've got gigabit inside my house. I'm waiting for it to get to my outside wall.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that I've had a bump in technology, when I went from, you know, no cell phone to a bag phone way back when, that was a paradigm change. The whole thing is such a paradigm change that my biggest fear is that there won't be a long enough period before somebody pulls the plug and say, oh, well, that's never going to work, because it's so new, and the changes that we're seeing even today with the regular broadband are so vast,
mm-hmm,
that it's going to be very hard to really plan what's going on. We've got to go with the flow, and I just hope that Google doesn't turn the tap off before everybody gets a chance to get in the flow themselves.
Hal, thank you for the good call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's go to Mike from Kansas City, Kansas. Again, our phone number here, 816-235-2888. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. Along that same vein, I mean, earlier it was discussed that there are other cities that have a fiber network, and I'm wondering if we've taken the opportunity to look at what their pitfalls were and come up with a set of best practices that we can implement so it doesn't fail.
Aaron, Deacon, I gather that's what your summit's about coming up in a week or two here, right?
Yeah, it largely is. So the networks that have been built out in the U.S. are smaller on quite a bit different scale. You know, it's interesting, as this discussion happens, a lot of people are trying to figure out how to get the network in, and that's not a problem for us. In a sense, because we have a private funder who has come in and put that in, right? So you've got to look beyond the U.S. to find cities that have really had gigabit home connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely the conversation that we want to engage.
I should point out that there's a link on our website to the Mayor's Bi-State Innovation Team Report titled Playing to Win in America's Digital Crossroads. It's on our website, kcur.org. Now, one other application, we just have just touched on it here today, Mike Burke, is this idea of telemedicine, which strikes me as just having such incredible potential. Explain how that might work in effect and change people's lives.
Well, I think it's cutting edge. The healthcare community as a whole is far advanced from some of the other areas.
The most advanced.
It is. There's an article in the Business Journal last week of Children's Mercy Hospital having made a diagnosis on a patient in China. They have a relationship with a children's hospital in China,
mm-hmm,
that did not have the expertise to make this diagnosis. Through the internet, they were able to communicate with Children's Mercy, get the diagnosis made. I think we're going to see that. I think you're going to be able to walk into a clinic on the west side here, get an X-ray, have it shipped to a radiologist at St. Luke's or elsewhere, or maybe a radiologist in Mumbai, India. One of the things we found out and what we're recommending is the insurance industry and the healthcare payers have not kept up with this. We need to develop the model for telemedicine reimbursement. Mm. That's one of the things we think Kansas City can be a real pioneer.
That's interesting. Let's go to Sherry from Kansas City, Missouri, who wants to talk about the healthcare application here. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks, Sherry.
Good. First of all, I wanted to say hi to Ray Daniels. I'm an employee of Kansas City, Kansas School District, and it was great to hear his voice. I knew I recognized it, and then I heard the name. So it was
and
good
Sherry,
to hear
he
Ray.
Looks like money, too, 6 or 7 years after retirement here. Yeah.
Good morning. I bet he looks great, I'm just saying.
Good morning, Sherry. Thanks for saying hello.
Good morning. I just wanted to speak a little bit. I'm a nurse in the Kansas City, Kansas School District and have dealt with telemedicine, and I just think that this is wonderful that Google has done this. I think the community will just be so much better off. I think it will bring jobs. I think kids will get better education. I think it's just fabulous that they chose Kansas City, Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sherry, thanks for the good call. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Ray.
Bye, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's talk about another potential application here, demonstrations involving model homes and business incubators where there would be public displays so more consumers and businesses could wrap their heads around the possibilities that might come with ultra-fast internet speeds. Ray, what can you tell us about that?
Well, we just think there needs to be some demonstration sites. We've talked about the model home, and there is some interest in that of developing a home in the metropolitan area, maybe one in KCK and one in KC, Missouri, where people could come and really see how this high-speed fiber can impact on a home and how they can use it in their homes to healthcare, education, entertainment, all kinds of activities.
Do you think it would shock people if you could walk into a home today and see what it might mean in someone's daily life, Ray? Would it just set them back a few steps?
Well, we've heard even of an application where your refrigerator will tell you when you're out of milk.
Yeah, I've heard of that,
that
too.
That kind of thing, that it's going to be pretty astounding.
You'd be talking to me all the time in my household. Yeah,
it's going to be pretty astounding what your home will be
sure,
able to
Steve,
tell you.
Who would have thought 5 years ago that you could pick up a cell phone and talk to it, ask a question, and it would give
respond.
A rational response back. I think the home of the future is going to be much like that. We'll walk in at night, and it will tell us what our energy usage is, remind us, you know, that dinner is already being heated up for us, and it will keep track of our medical records. I mean, we put on a T-shirt to keep track of blood pressure and device to measure blood sugar. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of folks can't even begin to sort of really understand, and that's so new to people, they have a hard time grasping some of the things you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
I shudder to think sitting down to dinner and getting a text from a chip in my shoulder that says, your blood sugar is too high, don't even think about the cheesecake.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about, Steve. We don't even know what this is going to be like 5 or 10 years from now. I mean, when you think – I remember when my parents brought my wife and me a microwave oven. We thought, what do we need this thing for?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen with high-speed fiber. We don't know how valuable it's going to be, but it's going to be a game-changer, life-changer.
Aaron Deacon, this idea of a demonstration home, how much sense does that make to you?
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense from a couple of perspectives. I mean, one, I think it'll be interesting for people to come in and see what happens as things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be a place where vendors across the country can come and test the things, the devices, the applications and programs that they're building that need gigabit speed. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do. And you know, while right off the bat it might not look like it's out of the Jetsons, it might. And I think having people be able to see that is useful. I also think it's important to have a place where people can test. And so that's sort of the flip side of that. But we would like to attract developers and entrepreneurs who are interested in figuring out, you know, what they can do with it, give them a chance to play.
Yeah.
So I think that's an exciting opportunity as well.
Hey, Aaron, your group, Give Us a Gig, were there ideas in the report that you guys came out with late last year that weren't included in the report that Mike and Ray just helped put together?
Sure. I mean, it was a little bit of a different a different kind of report. So it was more about sort of exploring the possibilities of imagination. There were some more kind of out there things. There was some of that was translated, I think, into what came out in the mayor's report.
Give Us a Gig is actually a slightly separate initiative, and that is the community engagement part, and that's really about helping
right.
communities educated and on board. And you can go to googleconnectskc.com. I know there have been a lot of web addresses thrown out here, but this googleconnectskc.com is actually the mayor's bi-state team address. We folded Give Us a Gig into there, and any of the news that comes out, there was a big piece of news out yesterday, and that's it should all end up funneling towards there, so it's an easy place to go to keep up with all those initiatives and whatnot.
Yeah, again, we'll get that up on our website here as well. Just one final point, Ray Daniels. I know here's one thought. If all this works, how far behind could other cities be? But once they install high speed in bigger cities like New York, Chicago, Atlanta, and L.A., why would companies stay here to develop uses when they could go out there?
Well, I think that's going to be part of the challenge of the community is to make this a real business-friendly area.
Yeah.
I think we have the opportunity with its high-speed fiber to attract businesses, and once we get them here, to keep them here. So I think we have that opportunity. But it is going to be a challenge for the two communities to say, we need to be business-friendly. We need to provide resources, both in both workforce development, funding, to get these businesses started. I think if we do that, this city will be on the map as far as not just high-speed fiber, the business community also.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time, gentlemen, but thank you very much for your time today. And Aaron Deacon, organizer for Give Us a Gig, thanks so much for your time today, Aaron. I sure appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah. Mike Burke, always good to have you here.
Thank you, Steve.
Ray Daniels, a pleasure, as
good,
always. Thanks
good
for
see
coming
you, Steve.
In.
Yep.
Mike and Ray are the two co-chairs of the Mayor's Bi-State Innovation Team. Again, Aaron Deacon is organizer of Give Us a Gig. You'll find their report, Playing to Win in America's Digital Crossroads, as well as details about our guests and more information about our show at kcur.org. Tomorrow, a look at the life of Jesse James Jr., the challenges of working from nude models, and the weekend to-do list. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.